Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Thanks from Bishop Hutchinson again. We are privileged, we're highly favored and blessed to have these opportunities to always speak life to you, saints of God. So we say greetings to you today from the Atlanta metropolitan area. We're so blessed and thankful for all of our cell church members here in Forest Park, Georgia. We send a special greetings out to all of you because you are royalty, living life abundantly, and we're so thankful for each and every one of you. Today, we're going to be talking about faith to believe. Yes, we're going to talk about faith bold enough to ask God for big things. And so I pray that you have your Bible, your paper, and pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes, to study along with us. I always encourage you to do this, children of God, because I want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. We also want to thank all of our partners who are contributing through prayers and financially to our Goshen Retirement and Retreat Center, which will be located in Hampton, Georgia, about 30 minutes south of the Atlanta metropolitan area. We're very excited about this project that will allow us to do weekend retreats and seminars for people all around the country and the world. So if you'd like to partner with us, you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. You can also contact us by phone at 678-278-9622. Praise the Lord. Someone say with me today, faith to believe. That's going to be the subject and topic that we're going to talk about today. It's going to focus on how we can develop faith to believe God for big things. And when we talk about big things, we're not just talking about material things, but we're talking about supernatural things, uncommon things, special workings of God, signs, miracles, and wonders. Praise the Lord. And so we need to have faith to believe today, and we're going to explore Jesus' teachings on faith. And prayerfully, today it will ignite a new foundation for your prayers in the name of Jesus. Now, the foundational text that we're going to use for this week's lesson is going to be coming from John chapter 14, verse 11 through 14. That's John chapter 14, verse 11 through 14. We'll use that as a foundational text for this week's lesson, and there are several other portions of scripture that I will be giving you today as we study this week's lesson on faith to believe. I want you to say that with me again, faith to believe. So let's take a look at the scripture in John chapter 14, verse 11. And I'm reading from the NIV. It says, these are Jesus' words. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Verily, verily, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do, verse 13, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Let us seek the face of God, saints. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise today. Hallelujah. Somebody worship the Lord right along with me right now. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, lay prostrate before the Lord. Just acknowledge his sovereignty and his presence right now. As we glory in your presence, O God, may your word come alive for us. May your spirit burn brightly in our hearts and manifest through our words and actions and our faith today. We ask for a fresh fire to rekindle inside of those who are listening to the hearing of my voice. May a fresh fire rekindled in them, Father, today that will bring forth new reinvigorated faith to believe. Believe God right now for manifested healing in sick bodies. We're believing God now for manifested provision where there is lack. We believe in you, Lord, now for salvation for those that are lost. May your glory fill this earth as the waters cover the oceans. Oh God, now today as we study your scriptures, open our eyes of understanding, open our hearts of faith. Give us wisdom to receive and believe your word. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody said faith to believe. I'm very excited to bring this broadcast to you today, thanks to God, and we're going to talk a lot more about these during our Pinnacle of Success Conference that is coming up in May. But to have faith to believe is something that we have to continually develop and maintain a certain level of faith. And so as we see in this portion of Scripture where Jesus spoke, there are at least three key words that I'm going to look at today that I want you to make note of to help develop your faith so that you can ask God for big things. And remember, when we talked about things, we're not talking about necessarily material things, even though that is not out of the realm of possibility of things that you can ask God for. But even if you're asking God for the material things, it's going to take a supernatural, divine, uncommon favor, uncommon request, things that will push you beyond your limit of belief. And so today we want to develop that faith, that unction, that ability to be able to believe God for the things that we are seeking after from him. And we want to make sure that our desires and our requests and supplications are petitioned to him according to his divine will. And so if you're taking notes with me this week, I want you to make note of three words. The first word that we want you to understand as I go through this week's lesson is the word believe. And believe means to accept something as true, to feel sure of the truth of something. And this is why when we read in the scriptures, we see Jesus mentioned in verse 12, he says, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say to you." That is, you can accept what I'm about to say as truth, and you can feel sure of the truth of it. Hallelujah. And this is why we can believe what Jesus has to say in these scriptures. A second word I want you to make note of, and we're going to emphasize this, bold. And bold means being confident and courageous. Some things that you maybe feel an unction to seek after God for, some of the things you may be pressed by the Holy Spirit to believe are things, as I mentioned earlier, that may challenge your faith. It may challenge your belief. It may cause you to have to face fears and overcome doubts. So bold means being confident and courageous. And courageous doesn't mean not being afraid, but it means overcoming fear. Hallelujah. And the third key word that I want you to look at today is ask. Ask means to request someone to do something or to give something. In this case, we see that Jesus says in verse 14, he says, "You may ask me," hallelujah, somebody said, thank you, Jesus, "you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Someone said, "Me faith to believe." Yes, this week you can develop faith bold enough to ask God for big things. And so you see that you won't get to the asking part of this unless you do the first part, which is to believe. To believe that what Jesus says is true, to feel sure of the truth of it. And then, as we'll look at in one of the texts today, you can boldly go for the throne of grace to receive help in your time of need. Praise the Lord. So here's some scriptures I want you to write down, and we're prayerfully, I'll have the time to go through each of these scriptures briefly during the course of this lesson. The first scripture you can make note of is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 23. I want you to write these down so that you can review these portions of scripture following the broadcast. Also write down 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Another scripture is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And then finally, I want you to look at Acts chapter 4, verse 30. And prayerfully, I'll get a chance to briefly touch on each of these portions of Scripture today. But we see in our foundational text, the foundational text for faith to believe today is Jesus' words to his disciples. And he uttered these words to his early disciples after Philip had expressed a doubt in Jesus. We see in verse number 9, let's back up again. And we see Thomas and Philip had some questions about who Jesus was. And a lot of times we've heard about Jesus, and some of you may be inquiring about the reality of Jesus as the Son of God, as Jesus Christ as the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ as a healer, as a provider, as God made flesh. And you're not the first ones who ever had those questions or doubts about who Jesus is. So let's kind of give a little more context to this week's scripture text. Let's back up to verse number 5, where Jesus is describing to his early disciples that he is the way to the Father. Or that other word, he is the way to the creator, to the sustainer, to the originator of all things. And so here's verse 5. One of Jesus' disciples says, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" We do not know where you're going, so how can we believe what you're saying is true? To paraphrase what this man said. Verse 6, we see Jesus answer. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. If you really know me." Let me say that again. He says to Thomas, "If you really know me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And then verse 8, Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." That'll be enough for us to believe what you're saying is true. And then Jesus said in verse number 9, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Verse 10 says, "Don't you believe?" Hallelujah. Praise to God. That's the same question that the Holy Spirit is asking those of us today who say we have placed our faith, who say we have placed our hope, who say we have placed our trust in God, and specifically in Jesus as the Son of God, that we will follow the leading of the Lord in our lives. And so Jesus was speaking to early disciples who had made those same type of confessions out of their lives, out of their mouths. Here we see a disciple named Thomas and another disciple named Philip who questioned Jesus about who he is, and that if you were to really reveal yourself to us, then we might be able to believe that what you say is true. And so many of us sometimes need to have faith to believe as well, just as these early disciples needed faith to believe. Many people say they have faith, but we're going to see today that if you really have faith, then you will be bold enough and you'll be courageous enough to do those things that try to hinder you. If you really have faith, you'll be bold enough to ask Jesus to do something for you, these big things, these impossible things, these things that are uncommon, that seem like they're beyond your ability to see. We know that one of the writers of the Hebrews says that for faith is the substance of things that you're hoping for, the evidence of things that you cannot see. So you need faith to believe for things that you're hoping for. You need to have faith to believe for things that you cannot see. And this is basically what these two disciples were saying to Jesus in this particular text. But you see how Jesus reassured these disciples. And by the Holy Spirit today, I pray that you who may have similar questions, who may have similar doubts, who may have similar fears, will have faith to believe today. Yes, I mean having faith bold enough to ask God for big things, where your confidence will rule and where you will be courageous and overcome your fears and doubts. And so we see again here, first Jesus said in verse 10 about what must take place in order for them to have the faith to believe that what he's saying is true. He says, verse 10, "Don't you believe?" Don't you accept what I'm saying as true. Do not you, I want you to feel sure of the truth of this. And so Jesus now, in our foundational text we get to, we see why Jesus began the discourse by saying what he said to them following this conversation. And so we started out with verse number 11. He says, now, this is what's going to be required for you to have faith to believe. He says, verse 11, believe me. Hallelujah. Who are you to believe and what are you to believe? You are to believe me, which is Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one who the Father is in and I am in the Father, the one who declares to you that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. In other words, believe God. If you say you believe God, then you must believe that, you must believe me. Because the Father, God, is in me and I am in my Father. So he says, and I say to you today, thanks to God, what are you to believe and who are you to believe? You are to believe Jesus and his testimony of himself. For he says, if you believe in me, you believe in the one who sent me. Let's read on a little further. He says, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or if you cannot believe that, then believe this. At least believe, someone said to me, believe. At least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Remember the definition that many times we use of faith from Hebrews 11 and 1, which says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence, some of the evidence. So Jesus said, either believe me when I say it, or at least believe the evidence when you see it. Oh, somebody give God praise. So here Jesus is saying, this is the type of faith that you're going to need in order to believe me. You could either believe my words, or you can believe my works. Verse 12, he says, Truly, verily, some translations say, I tell you, who's telling you this? Jesus, the one who the Father is in, and he's also in his Father. He says, believe me when I tell you that whoever believes in me will do the same work I have been doing. And they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. If you believe these things, you will do these things. If you believe in the one who accomplishes these things, then you will accomplish these things. Do you today, saints of God, have faith to believe? And if you do, you should be bold enough to ask God for to do something. No matter how difficult the situation or circumstances may be, no matter how impossible, how many no's you may have, if you have faith to believe, the doctor may say one thing, the lawyer may say another thing, hallelujah, your bank account may say one thing, hallelujah, your family may say one thing, but what thing, who are you going to believe today? I pray today that you will have faith to believe in Jesus. Either have faith to believe in what he says or have faith to believe in what you see him do. But you got to ask him. You got to have faith to believe today, thanks to God, in order for you to ask. So again, verse 12, very truly I tell you, whoever, that means you qualify, thanks to God. It doesn't matter who you are, no matter whether you are Christian or non-Christian, whether you have been walking with Christ or not with Christ, you are one of the whoever's in life. So he says, verily I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. And again, they will do greater things than these because I am going to the Father. Verse 13 says, and I will do. He didn't say we will do. A lot of times, a lot of people's fears and doubts are based on the lies that the adversary, Satan, says to them because they think about, I don't have the ability to do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not wise enough. Well, the good news for you today is that you don't have to be smart enough. You don't have to be strong enough. You don't have to be rich enough. You just have to believe that Jesus can and that Jesus will. This is what Jesus says. Verse 13 again, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. So again, we see that this word ask, which means to request someone to do or to give something. You just simply ask and you receive. You seek and you will find. You knock and the door will be open to you. Yes, yes, it sounds good just to say that. It's almost like saying abracadabra. But saints, believe. Lord, I need faith to believe that I shall receive whatever I ask in your name. Somebody give God praise today. Yes, yes, yes. We're talking about faith to believe today. Faith that is bold enough to ask God for big things. And so again, let's take a deeper look at this verse number 13, John 14, 13. And he says again, I will do whatever. Now, whatever covers anything and everything, that which seems possible as well as that which seems impossible. Jesus says, I will do whatever you ask in my name. What is it, saints of God, that the enemy has convinced you that there's no need to ask about that? What is it that the enemy has told you there's no reason to believe God for that? What is the enemy telling you, oh, nobody's ever done that before? Oh, what is the enemy telling you that, oh, that's ridiculous, that's foolish to believe such a thing? Well, that is the thing today that you need to be bold or confident and courageous enough to ask God anyway. Somebody give God praise today. So Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do for this reason. Now, this is one of the real keys to this entire lesson, because a lot of times, one of the texts said we ask and we have not because we ask amiss that we may consume it with our own lust. But here Jesus has given us a very essential key to having the faith to believe and to be able to receive. He says, first, I will do whatever you ask in my name, but the scripture doesn't stop there. He gives the reason why he would do it. And this is very key, thanks to God. He says, so that the Father may be glorified through the Son. Not so that you will look good, not so that you will look bad, not so that you will look high and mighty, not so you will look better than everybody else, but only so that the Father, somebody ought to give God praise today, somebody said Father, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then he concludes in verse 14, so if you believe these things, and if you're bold and courageous and confident enough to request me to do something or to give something, he says in verse 14 to you, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Faith to believe. Somebody said me faith to believe. Do you believe on Jesus? Do you believe what Jesus said? Do you believe the works that Jesus did? Well, if you do, you will be bold enough to ask. Let's take a look at a couple more scriptures to reiterate this point for you again. Turn with me or make note of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 23. I pray, hallelujah, somebody, I believe the Holy Spirit is stirring somebody's faith right now. Hebrews 10, verses 19, it says this, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, the conclusion is, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, it says, so let us hold unswervingly or boldly to the faith of the hope that we profess. For he who promised is faithful. Hallelujah, thanks to God. So you said, brethren, if we believe upon Jesus, if we believe in what Jesus said, if we believe the works that Jesus did, we will do greater works. So therefore, if we believe these things, let us, the writer says, let us, since we have this confidence or this boldness, let us enter, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus, the one who promised that he will do whatever we ask in his name. And he says that he will do it. If we believe this, let us have confidence that he will do it. Hallelujah. Take another look at a scripture for me from John, 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Somebody say with me, faith to believe. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says this. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Hallelujah. Saints of God, hallelujah, come on, saints. This is the confidence. Some of your confidence have been shaken because you've tried to believe God, or you convinced yourself that you had believed God for something that you say didn't happen, or it didn't happen the way you wanted to. So your confidence may be shaken. But this scripture here is something that can get you back on track. He says that this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask, not just asking, but we have to act a certain way. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have that we ask of him. Oh, that's what we're talking today about, faith to believe, thanks to God, in order to receive whatever you've asked of God. Make sure it is according to his will. This is why the Holy Spirit has to lead and guide and direct us in all of the ways that we go. Another scripture, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hallelujah. Somebody's getting this today. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says this. Let us then, if we've already reached the conclusion that we believe, that is, we accept these things to be true, that we're confident enough, he says now, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hallelujah. And in conclusion, saints of God, there's one more text of scripture you can look at today. Somebody say it, me faith to believe. It is found in Acts chapter 4, verse 30, where you see the early disciples putting these things into action. You'll see where the early disciples had been threatened by the Pharisees, and they prayed, they believed that God would do something, so they were bold enough to ask. They said, stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. So saints, believe. Three successive verses, we find it. Jesus says, believe me. Believe in what I do. Trust it on me. Confide in me. And ye shall receive whatever you ask of me, because I will do it. Father, I thank you today for your word going forth today. May the living word of God be manifested in the lives of those who receive your word today. Let them believe. Let them have boldness to ask for whatever they need in your name, in the name of your holy son, Jesus Christ. And let your word come true in their lives. Father, we put our faith, hope, and trust in you. And we receive today faith to believe. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.